In our previous year, we discussed the sugya of Charchai Kaidim Zmanai. The halacha that if chametz was burnt, was made inedible before the Zman on Erev Pesach, the halacha is Mutta Bahana, the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, the Chaf Aleph Amud Beis teaches us that chametz is Mutta Bahana. And in discussing the sugya of Charchai Kaidim Zmanai, it obviously is very connected to the question involved in taking medicines on Pesach, because medicines are typically inedible. And the question, and therefore the question of what medicine may be taken or might not be taken if the medicine is chametz, is very much connected to this sugya. Before we actually begin discussing the halacha of taking medicine on Pesach and how that halacha relates to this sugya, it's important to say a word of an introduction. And that is that this entire discussion, if medicine may or may not be taken on Pesach, is only for someone who's a chayla she'ein bo sakana. When it comes to somebody who's a chayla she'yesh bo sakana, it's a serious illness, there is no question, and we'll show the Maran Mokum for this, the source for this, that medicine may and should be taken on Pesach. There's a halacha in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, it's in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, therefore it's a halacha that's not typically that much studied. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, B'shar Yisurim Misrapim, when it comes to other Yisurim besides Avodah Zarah, as I said, that Simon is talking about Hilchas Avodah Zarah, B'shar Yisurim Misrapim, B'mokim Sakana, when it's a question of Sakana Rechman Otzlan, one may take a medicine, Afilu Derech Hanoson. No questions asked. Even if it's something that's usur, you're allowed to take it, even if it involves having handor. V'shloi b'makom sakana, but if it's a situation, if it's shloi b'makom sakana, k'derech hanoson, if one is taking the medicine in its normal fashion, usur, if you're benefiting from it, shloi k'derech hanoson, but if there's no benefit, let's say swallowing a pill, mutter, then it would be mutter. Chutz mikalei akerem, the only exceptions, Akale Karen Bos Bukholov, Shasurna Filish like Darchanason, Elba Makuskana. That there we don't have the heter of Shloik Darchanason, that if you don't take it in the normal fashion, it's mutter, even Shloiba Makumsakana. There you could only take it Shloik Darchanason, not in the normal fashion, and it has to be a Makumsakana. And the remark continues, Ye Shaimrim, the Kali Surah no Midrabonim. When something is only osu midrabonon, osu bahanon midrabonon, mutter l'srapis behen, one may use that medicine, afilu choylu she'en besakona, even a choylu she'en besakona, v'afilu yayin nesach bezman hazeh, says the Rama, when it comes to yayin nesach, mutter l'srapis behen, you could use yayin nesach bezman hazeh, because as the Shach explains, the Akum nowadays don't really worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Isser of Stam Yenom is only an Isser Drabonon. Ulasis Menemerchatz, he says you could use the Yai Nesach to wash yourself, Afilu Shukader Chanosin, even if it's part of a way that you have Hanor. Says the Rama, don't eat it or drink it. Choyl vein by sakana. If it's a choyl shein by sakana, don't drink stam yenam. Koske, the mutl zalf yana gabe eish, the filibari mutam. And continues the Rama. And I read this Rama again for the reason that these are very important halacha, and it's halacha that's not typically learned. Continues the Rama, Mutalus of Sheretz, one is allowed to burn a Sheretz, or Shadava Asar, or any other thing that's asr l'achloi l'refua. That means if you take something which is asr, even asr m'deraisa, a sheretz, in as the Shach points out, that even if it's something that's asr b'hanor, it's something that's an issa, that has an issa hanor. However, once it's burnt, then it's mutter. So therefore, again, says the Ramah, mutter lister if sheretz, or shadav asr lech l'refua, you could eat it l'refua, filu choylish ein by sakana, chut mevad of tzevet k'chavim. The wood of an Avodah Zarah tree, or Avodah Zarah that was burnt, that you wouldn't be allowed to have a noy, even if the wood is burnt, because there's a special din by Avodah Zarah. And continues the Ramah, the kol choylish machilin iser, however, says the Ramah, now that we've established that we could be extremely lenient in allowing medicine to be taken, even though the medicine is from a dover osur, and even it's osur b'hanah, says the Ramah, tzricha sh'tehei refu yidu al-pi mumcha. It has to be a food that we know works, or al-pi mumcha. It was prescribed by a physician. Vein matirin shum dover isa l'chayla. However, says the Ramah, of course we don't allow a chayla to take something which is osur. Im yocha lasas refu b'heter. If you have the option of taking something mutter, k'maybisser. In other words, if something that's mutter is equally effective as something that's asr, then we shouldn't take it. Afi pishet sorach lishes k'tzas kodem shirim tzum aheter, mach shen tzakon v'dobit. The Ramah says that if you have the option to take a medicine that is mutter, or to take a medicine that's asr, and even if it will involve some delay, but obviously the delay won't have a negative health effect on this individual, Paskin's Ramah, then you should try to find the medicine that obviously comes from something that's mutter. Otherwise, says Ramah, that you can take the medicine even if it involves an issa d'oraisa. Certainly, when the individual taking the medicine, Rachmana Litzlan, is a chayla shiyesh by sakana. And actually, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Samach Vov, Sif Cotton Base, says the same thing. Avil, says the Mishnah Berurah, kshesh by sakana. If we have a situation on Pesach of a chayla shiyesh by sakana, after mutter, one could take a medicine, after mokum, Sheyesh lav de bal yirah, even if it involves being over the lav of bal yirah by yimotza, imrak efsher shirfuzu toyoloi. If this is the only medicine that will work, vein bakal las b'derecheter, and you can't easily achieve a refuah b'derecheter, you could take chametz gomer. And says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu achil v'shti gemura shel chametz. You're eating and drinking real chametz, mutal or fusay. You could take it when a person needs refuah. Kiv mishesh by sakonim. I did see that Reb Shlomo Zalman says that let's say somebody needs to buy a medicine on Pesach, which is chametz, and doesn't have the other heterim that we're going to be discussing in our shir. It's real chametz. Let's say it's a liquid medicine that is chametz gomer, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if it's all possible, first of all, you should only buy, he says, as only the minimum amount of medicine that you're going to need for the duration of Yontif. Don't buy more than what you need. And furthermore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if it's possible that you could get the drugstore to agree that the that you should only pay for this medicine after Pesach, it would be preferable. Furthermore, the Pesach Tshuva here in Simen Kuf Nun Hei quotes the Shvus Yaakov that if somebody has to eat chametz on Pesach, so we've learned in our Gemara, says the Piskei Tshuva many times, according to Shvus Yaakov, that chametz, since it's something that loy bedilimenei, people eat chametz all year round, so we need to be concerned that if there's going to be chametz on the table, and there's a sick person is allowed to eat, the other people at the table will also come to eat it, and therefore says the Shvus Yaakov that a person should not eat chametz, should not leave such chametz on the table unless there are other people there that will remind you not to eat this. It's chametz. He says, like we have the Gemara, we learned the Masechet Shabbos, that the halacha is, the Gemara says Masechet Shabbos, that in Shabbos, lo yikra l'or haner, one's not allowed to read by candlelight, because we know the Gemara says there's a concern, shemayata, that you may come to fix the candle. But the Gemara says, shnayim, if you have two individuals reading by candlelight, mitgriya hadodi, they remind each other. However, says the Shvus Yaakov, again, very much in line with what we've been discussing, says the Shvus Yaakov, when should you wait to not serve this chametz unless you have other people there, where there's no issue in this delay? But if by waiting to serve the chametz because you want to have more people there, the chayla, the sick individual needs the medicine, you should immediately give it to him. Furthermore, he says that only by chametz, where our Gemara keeps on repeating the concept of loy bedilimenei, that's when we have to have this concern. By other foods, let's say you're giving the chayla medicine that the Shulchan Aruch just discussed, which is something which is usur, where there is no concern that the person is going to eat it. There's no concern that I eat this all year round, I come to eat it now. So there we don't have this concern either. Furthermore, I saw that the Paiskim say that the halacha is that this is only by a food. By a food, so people eat food all year round. So because people eat food all year round, we need, and it's chametz to the food, we need to be concerned that on Pesach, that you may come to eat it. But let's say it's a medicine. So people all year round don't just take medicine. You only take medicine if you're supposed to take the medicine, if it's prescribed to you. And therefore, under such circumstances, it's not usur. Furthermore, say the Paiskim, the Shaar Tzion, here in Siman Tov Samach Vav Sif Katan Vav, says that if the person's a Cholish Ein Beis Sakana, so therefore Chametz should not be eaten. He says even a Mashahu of Chametz. No, let's say the person is taking a pill. Pill we'll discuss is probably not usur. But let's say he's taking some liquid medicine, but he's only taking a very small amount of liquid. It's less than the shear that's usur of chametz, a shear kezayis, a shear revius. Still, says the Shaar Tzion, since we know there's a concept of chotzi shear usur min ha-Toira, so you shouldn't even take less than the shear if you don't need to take it, if you're chayel shayim b'sakana. Furthermore, says the Prima Godim and other Paiskim, that when you have a number of medicines available, you should always take the medicine that has the smaller shayla. So as we're going to be discussing, pills that may have a chametz ingredient are certainly much less of a shayla than liquid, because liquid is a regular liquid that you drink. So certainly, say the Prima Godim, you should try to take the smaller iser. So if a medicine that's chametz is available in a pill form or in a liquid form, take it in the pill form. The Taki Tshuva says if there's a shaila, Daka Tshuva in Simen Kuf Nun Hey Sif Kotin Yotes, says if there's a sofik, if this person is a choyl she'esh by sakana or choyl she'ein by sakana, we could be more lenient. Furthermore, if the person is a choyl she'ein by sakana, but he brought upon himself becoming choyl she'ein by sakana, he did something, says the Daka Tshuva, very interestingly, we have to again be more machmer, given that there are two reasons. Number one, that he caused himself to be sick, coupled with the fact that he took this, that it's a chayil she'ein by sakana. However, he says that if the person is a chayil she'yesh by sakana, if he's a chayil she'yesh by sakana, even if he himself caused the disease to come, we could be more makel. He also says in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, even if what he's giving is not a full-fledged medicine, it only is there to lessen the pain or to not, it won't completely heal the person. It will just make perhaps that the disease should not be so severe. The halacha is that you could give the medicine. Ramosha, in the Igros Moshe, Oyre Chaim, Chela Gimel, Simen Tzadik Aleph, discusses who is considered a Chol Shiyesh Besakana. And he says that the definition of a Chol Shiyesh Besakana is not necessarily an individual who Rachman Otzlan already has a life-threatening disease. He says the definition of a chayil she'yesh by sakana is someone who has a condition that can lead to a life-threatening disease. His raya is from a Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Ches. The Gemara says that Tzavtina is considered a chayil she'yesh by sakana, that the halacha is that somebody who Rachman Tzlan is suffering from Tzavtina will not be Mechal Shabbos. What is the definition of Tzavdina? Explains the Gemara. Tzavdina is a disease that begins in the mouth and continues and in going into the rest of the body. Now, even though somebody who only has a gum disease or a tooth disease, not considered a Chol Shesh Besakana. Because as we learned in Masechet Shabbos, the definition of a Chol Shesh Besakana is an individual that has a Makash Chol. That he has a disease in his internal organs. But yet, says the Gemara, says Ramosha, the fact that this individual has a disease that begins in the mouth and can, Rachman Tzlan, cause the person to be, that person could be diseased the entire body, that is already considered Chol Shesh Besakana. And he says, he quotes a very interesting episode. He says, in the times of Yisrael Salanta, there was an epidemic of choleria. And he says, that Yisrael Salanta told people that even if they don't have, Baruch Hashem, this disease, but if they're not going to eat on Yom Kippur, they'll be weakened and they'll be more susceptible, Rachman Tzlan, to disease. Even though right now there's Baruch Hashem healthy, but if they could come to a situation that it will be a disease, that is already considered a Chol Shesh Besakana. And therefore, say the Paiskim, any medication taken, Rachman Tzlan, for heart condition, or diabetes, or abnormal blood pressure, kidney disease, lung disease, cancer treatment, including precautionary measures, may be taken, any medicine may be taken on Pesach. Furthermore, no medication taken for chronic conditions should be changed
without consultation with a physician. Any medicine that's taken, person, even though we said earlier, should try to do a kal, take the easier shayla, pill versus liquid, etc. Nothing should be done without consultation of a doctor. All of these situations are considered chal shesh besakana that we have to be extremely careful with.